With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A Montana aviation company has joined an international effort to suppress catastrophic wildfires in Chile. The Chilean wildfires have killed 11 and caused over $300 million in damage since they started burning in earnest about 3 weeks ago. While they're mostly under control right now, the wildfires are being described as the worst in the country's history. And that's how Missoula-based Neptune Aviation got involved, according to company CEO Ron Hooper.
All their resources were committed, and they put out a plea internationally for assistance. And they called us and asked if we had an aircraft available.
The Chilean request to Neptune was made last Monday. By this past Friday morning, one of Neptune's four-engine jet tankers was wheels up and bound for Chile. It carried four Neptune employees.
That's the one that we could take internationally. Our other air tanker is a P-2V, and it's a former military aircraft, so we're not allowed to take it out of the continental U.S. So the option was sending our modern jet, which is not restricted. In addition to that, the jet's faster and carries a greater amount of retardant.
Hooper notes that despite the exotic location, aerial firefighting is just about the same anywhere you go.
Well, once you're down there, it's just another day once you overcome the language challenges. Most of the ground forces, probably 99% of the ground forces, do not speak English, so trying to have communication with folks on the ground was a challenge.
So one of Neptune's employees on this mission has taken on a bigger role than normal.
One of the mechanics we sent down there is very fluent in Spanish. So he's been riding along in the cockpit and having the communications with ground personnel in Spanish.
Hooper says Neptune's been keeping an eye open for potential international expansion opportunities ever since developing the first jet tanker back in 2011.
My understanding is they're starting to have dialogue down there within the Chilean government of advertising exclusive use contract down there, and they're very interested in our participating in that. This opportunity down there is a future opportunity for some exclusive use long-term contracts.
Back home in the States, Hooper does not expect an early start to the fire season given the generally wet La Nina winter, but
what that does, it provides for additional vegetative growth, and you have a late fire season when things start drying out in July, August, September, October. So I think you're going to see a pretty typical season in terms of timing and seriousness of the fires, numbers and frequencies of fires.
The 2017 fire season will certainly be noteworthy for another reason. This will be the final service year for Neptune's fleet of its iconic propeller-driven P-2V air tankers.
They'll be retired this fall when they come off contract.
Hooper says a couple of the old planes will be kept around in airworthy condition for air shows.
The others will be going to museums. One of them we're going to put at the airport here in Missoula at the gate. So a variety of next life, if you can use that term, for the aircraft.
Neptune has seven airworthy prop-driven P-2Vs that are tanked and ready to fight fire. The company has nine jet tankers. CEO Ron Hooper says the team making retardant drops in South America right now are on indefinite assignment, meaning they'll stay as long as needed by the Chilean government. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.